Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Sometimes I don't know when I leave my mic open or don't anymore. Sometimes you just better have your filter ready to go. That's the great Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. Lighter side of golf you can hear every day. And especially when we have the big moments, we got the U.S. Open coming up in June. Bob will join us at those times to break it down. Rob Parker, I need you. I need you here right now, my man. Because we're talking about your favorite place. We're talking about Expert Car Care. And that is, you know, you got a big weekend here. Everybody's going to be on the roads. The traveling has already begun. The migration up north. Some people are even heading into Ohio the other way. And if you're still a little dicey as to how your vehicle is responding or working, or you want to make sure it's checked out, do that. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. It's that simple. They'll help you out.
That's right. That's right, Mark. You know what? Best thing about Expert Car Care is they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you right back on the road, safe and sound, off the time, the same day.
Expert Car Care, they service everything. They'll make it happen. Something as simple as a wiper blade or as complicated or major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention the two dudes that you can see right now behind Rob Parker at parkerandtheman.com in cartoon form, you will enjoy yourself. I'm telling you.
That's right. Say Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also receive a little better deal. You get a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if needed.
That's over $100 in savings right then and there just for saying Parker the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people. They got locations for you at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Tigers have added a run in the third.
Was that Cabrera with a double? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's Cabrera. Now 3-2. Tigers lead the Texas Rangers now in the third inning. All right, I've got stats up. What do you want to do with them?
Give me numbers on those.
Okay,
guys.
The leading hitter for the Detroit Tigers right now is Justin Verlander.
No.
667.
give me. You know those guys.
Two for three.
Those guys got off to a hot start. I'm talking about AJ.
Well, and Austin Jackson.
What is he batting now?
253.
Okay, so he's dropped. Castellanos is cold.
Nicky C is at 237.
237. These are the concerns we had as far as a rookie. And not knowing, Mark, he started off great. He was batting 400, 350. I mean, everybody was, like, loving it.
Alex Avila should probably get the MVP award. He's hitting 240.
And he's been unbelievable. And he was in the 130s or 40s.
But we should expect Avila to be about a 280 hitter, right. Not a 240 hitter.
And also, Rajay Davis has dropped big time.
270.
That's what I'm saying. So right there, you got three spots. And what about Torrey Hunter?
Where is he down? 293.
So
Kinsler, Cabrera, and V-Mart are still over 300.
Right. Those are the guys. I just don't even understand.
Over 300.
If you stay away from those guys, Mark, and I know you can't, you know, not pitch to everybody, how do you pitch to those guys? I wouldn't pitch to V-Mart as hot as he is right now. I just wouldn't do it.
Well, Martinez has already walked 16 times. Look at, you know who leads the team in walks? Austin Jackson and Avila both have 19.
That's pretty amazing.
They actually have more walks than Cabrera and Martinez, because V-Mart's got 16 walks and Miguel's only got 11.
Avila's not shocking from the standpoint that they don't throw him any. They throw him a lot of bad stuff because you know what I mean, and I give him credit.
You know he's only on a pace, Cabrera, for 44 walks,
which is nothing.
But that's when you remove Prince Fielder from the equation.
You can't tell people that. I try to tell people that. I mean, I'm not saying he's not. I didn't say he's going to become a scrub. Mark, Barry Bonds, how many walks did he have?
God, he had a season where he walked 230 times or something.
Unbelievable.
230.
Mark, think
a
about
season.
Think about what you're talking. That's two walks a game. One and a half walks a game.
And who was it that walked him with the bases loaded so he wouldn't hit the run? And they actually forced the run.
I can't remember who was.
Somebody finally did that.
Was that La Russa?
Might have been Tony. Because Showalter said, I think he came out that night and said, I would have done the same thing.
Right, that's exactly
what
happened.
I'll walk him with the bases loaded. Somebody asked Showalter what he would have done.
Yep, he said, I would have done the same thing. I'm not letting that guy beat me. I won't do it.
I'll give him the run. I think it brought him within a run. They actually ended up, that was a smart strategy as it turned out.
They won the game, right.
Now, would they have done it if the game was to be tied? Or probably not.
I always say this, Mark. You're up by two runs. World Series, Game 7. Up by two runs. Bases loaded, two out. Miguel Cabrera's coming up. What would you do?
You're up by two?
Yep.
So you walk him, walk in the run that makes you only up by one?
Yep.
For lack of a better phrase? God, I like challenges. I guess I would pitch to him.
I would walk him.
And maybe I'm not saying that's bad.
I'd let the next guy, because you know what? He's not a free swinger.
Who's on the mound for me, though? You're not telling me he's on the mound for me.
Your closer. My best closer.
I'm going to challenge him. I'm going to say, you know what? Fine. We got to this point. We couldn't get any further. You're going to have to hit it to beat me.
No, nope. You know what? He knows how to just poke a single.
I know.
He's
go
not
the
a free,
opposite
he's
way.
He's not going the other way.
Push it through the thing.
He's,
I get it.
He's not a free swinger
no, he's
like
amazing.
That.
He's an amazing guy.
Mark, when you bat 330 or whatever, you're not that kind of guy. That's
well, but that's
he
why
he needed a home
Rob,
run.
Rob, we debated this when people started talking about whether Cabrera was the best right-handed hitter in history. Come on. Stop with the best in history. But you know what? He's right up there. He's not the best, but he's up there.
He's up
there. He's pretty good.
But it's what have – you know what I mean? It's the prisoner of the moment. People forget Hank Aaron. People forget Willie Mays. I mean, dude.
Frank Robinson.
Just be kept. And you know what? And we're even guilty. Albert Pujols, who have better numbers at the same
Pujols,
exact point.
I go back even further. Rogers, Hornsby. I mean, there's guys.
There's a lot of guys who are great right-handed hitters.
Who really have it going on that you don't ever take into consideration. Because we think that the best hitters are always lefties.
Right.
Ted Williams, Stan Musial,
Stan
Ken Griffey.
Man.
You know, Jim Thome never gets into this conversation, certainly with power. That was over 600 homers.
Right. Not for average.
And one of the great best clutch hitters in the game's history, Jim Thome.
But you also you forgot two lefties who were – one was a switch hitter and one was a lefty.
Mickey Mantle.
No.
Oh. Who?
Tony Gwynn was one of the greatest
Tony
hitters we've ever seen.
How many batting titles? 7, 8?
Right. And
– Rod Carew had
– Rod Carew, but he's a switch hitter. Rod Carew, Mark, was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So
– just had him in the 30 years ago look back yesterday with that home run.
What?
Right? That was yesterday.
Was he, Panamanian or something? He's a great player.
He was born in Panama.
Right.
He was born on a train in Panama. Rodney Klein Carew. That's his story. He was actually born on a train in Panama.
And you know what was terrible, Gary? After he was born, the ticket taker the ticket taker came in and said, "Miss, can I have a ticket for the baby?"
Right. Didn't have one. So they had to kick him out. No, I'm you might as well kick him off. Well, if there's no ticky,
no
traveling.
Exactly.
It ain't going to happen. 8 o'clock hour, we got a sports wrap, and then we're going to do some, what did we say we were going to do? I forget now.
We're going to talk about this whole Pistons thing about them being 30 miles from the city.
Oh, yeah, so Dan Gilbert.
Dan Gilbert says
Jesus.
They shouldn't be allowed to wear Detroit on their uniform.
He said on Mojo, right? He said over here.
Yes.
He was on with the Moji man. Right? On 95.5.
Here you go. Here's your new linebacker. I mean, your new tight end.
Is that my Eric Ebron?
Isn't that Ebron?
Eric Ebron in his little tiger hat. Did he throw out the first pitch tonight?
He must have. I thought it was for the – yeah, because this is the Negro League
Who threw
weekend.
Out the first drunk this tonight?
Yeah. Can you ID him?
Oh, it's Golden Tate.
Sorry about that.
Wait, we were both on. It's Golden Tate.
Mark, you know what football, unless you see the guy, I could.
Well, they're both good-looking dudes. They're both receivers. Eric Ebron, you don't see him. We've only seen him when he came here the one day.
Yeah, I did not know
but
that was him.
But you know what? I couldn't tell Eric Golden Tate with the hat on, with the tiger hat on. He normally doesn't wear a hat. He wears a helmet.
He's not that tall, huh? I didn't realize that.
You thought Ebron would be a lot taller, EP? Or you thought Golden Tate would be a lot taller? Well, Golden Tate's on right now.
Right. All right.
Doing his thing.
248-848-1130. Are you signing with Dan Gilbert or not? The Pistons should have Auburn Hills on their jersey. I think this is a stretch. I don't get it.
I still can't believe I went to college with that guy.
But I want to find out where you are in this. Or who do you side with?
And he's a billionaire. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter on the weekend, Facebook, of course, like Adam did when he put the picture up of Cecil walking on the roof. That was a fun day, 20 years ago, something like that. And you can email us at parkertheman@yahoo.com. Maybe you've got nothing to do on Memorial Day weekend. You say to yourself, let's just email Parker and the Man and see what Mark and Rob have to say to me. I'll get back to you. I'll hit you back. Rob, that's what we say these days. That's what the kids are saying. I'll hit you back. Would you like to do the thing here so we can move it along? Because 10 o'clock is right around the corner.
I'm ready. All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers have the lead at Comerica. I believe we're in the third. 3-2 is the score. Mitch Moreland had a two-run double off of Anibal Sanchez early, and then Scott Baker going for the Rangers. Remember him with the Twins. Give up a deep two-run drive to Austin Jackson. And then Miguel Cabrera, his 42nd RBI of the season on a double. And that's where it stands. 3-2 Tigers riding over the Rangers as they try to get off the schneid, the four-game losing streak. Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha, it is over. The game between Michigan State and Illinois at that beautiful ballpark they got out there. 11-2 the final. The Spartans win, so they continue to move on. Illinois is eliminated in the double elimination tournament. And Cam Gibson comes through with four hits. Gibby's son, Cam, four hits for the Spartans today. Michigan and Iowa now will begin in about 20 minutes at 8:30 in Omaha as Michigan tries to avoid elimination and send Iowa out of the tournament. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Demand, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs game 3, Indiana at Miami is tomorrow. That's 8:30, while the Spurs wait till Sunday to try to go up 3-0 on the Thunder in game 3 of that Western Final Series with OKC. No hockey either. Stanley Cup playoffs, Chicago and L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow night at 8. Rangers and Montreal play Sunday. Canadians pulled within a 2-1 margin with the overtime win last night at MSG. Other baseball, American League, the Orioles lead the Indians now 3-0 third. Nelson Cruz, the man who could have been a Tiger. 15th home run of the season already for Cruz. Blue Jays over the A's 3-0 fourth. Red Sox and Rays tied at nothing in the third. Yankees and White Sox just about to begin at U.S. Cellular. National League, Dodgers over the Phillies 2-0 second. Same exact score, Pirates over the Nationals in situation. Reds lead the Cardinals now 3-2 in the fourth. Todd Frazier is ninth homer of the year. D-backs lead the Mets at Citi Field 2-0 fourth. Mark Reynolds has hit his 10th home run. Brewers lead the Marlins 3-1 second. No score, Rockies, Braves, and Atlanta in the second. Five at -4 are in front in after the second round of the U.S. Senior PGA, I should say, in Benton Harbor. They're playing along the lake over there. Bernhard Langer, Colin Montgomery, and Tom Watson. You've heard of those guys. Those are three of those guys at -4 with the one-shot lead. His name is Bryce Garnett. He has the lead after two rounds of the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas on the regular PGA Tour. He's at 7-under par, shot a 66 today. Chris Stroud and Rob Streb, there you go, try to say that fast, are both at -6. Jordan Spieth is just a couple of shots back at -4. And, of course, this is a big race weekend. You got your Indy 500. You got your Coca-Cola 600. And don't forget, starting on right after the Memorial Day day on Monday, the holiday itself, on Tuesday, Detroit Grand Prix week begins. So we're already at Detroit Grand Prix week next week. And next Friday, a week from today, will be the free pre-day. I think they still do a free pre-day. If they don't, I'm letting you go for nothing. But the Grand Prix over the weekend. That's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. I guess I should look that up for us. Make sure they're doing a free pre-day before you start sending everybody over there, for nothing.
I know. Make sure, Mark. You better be
careful.
Well,
I've always done the free pre-Friday. Gary, go find EP. Find that out. Make sure they're doing free pre-day next Friday for the Detroit Grand Prix. Free pre-day on Friday. Just see if. Just make sure. Just look that up. I just went by because they've always done free pre-day ever since the Grand Prix started back with the Formula One cars, which is now about 30 years ago. I think the first winner of that was Michele Alboreto. And then, of course, the Indy cars came, and then they took it away for a while. Then Penske brought it back, and now they're back on the island doing the pre. And everybody complains and bitches about the road course on Belle Isle. It's free pre-day? Yeah, it's okay. Okay, it's still free pre-day. I was going to, can you imagine? Because, Rob, think about it. How many people listen to us right now? 500-600 million people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you imagine people traveling all the way for the free pre-Friday, and they're going to bust down the gates, storm the Bastille?
And then it's not there.
Not there! And they said, Wilson said it's a free pre-day.
They wouldn't blame me because they said it wasn't Rob, it was the man.
We know that it's not Rob because he knows nothing about auto racing, and he's not going to pay attention.
See, there you go. Always painting the black guys. He knows nothing about. I know about auto racing. I know that I don't like it. How's
do you remember? That? Do you remember when MIS, Michigan International Speedway, used to have like 7 race weekends in a year? If you don't know, now they have 2. They have the 2 NASCAR races, but we used to have the 2 IndyCar races, the Detroit News 250.
Mark, I used to go to Brooklyn.
I went to Brooklyn before. I know you did. I'm just kidding you. But they had a Detroit News 250. I believe Johnny Rutherford was the last winner of that. They had the Michigan 500. They had the IROC race. and they would have various other race items there. Now you have just the two weekends for NASCAR, and that's like it. No more IndyCar races there at all, which I think is just sad, because I spent a lot of my youth at the Michigan International
Speedway.
Well,
it's bad, too, because this is the Motor City cars. It just
and Penske owns the track.
Right.
It was Roger Penske's track.
Right.
And, of course, beautiful Irish Hills, US 12, easy to get to. Kind of a long wait if you get there on race day. But it's
especially with that two-lane highway. Oh, my God.
And, Rob,
God,
the Indy 500 is Sunday. Remember what a big deal that was? It was a big thing.
But you know what else, Mark?
Now
not to get
nothing.
Off track. NASCAR at one point, remember the popularity? Boy, has it gone the other way. Remember at one point?
Yes, NASCAR was the one down here fighting to get to IndyCar's level.
It was big. And the
back
other
when A.J. Foyt and Al Unser and Rick Mears and Mario Andretti, that's the heyday, the golden age of IndyCar.
And it had gotten so big, Mark. Do you remember they were ready to say, okay, we're going to start having a race in New York. They wanted to get an annual event in New York. That's how it never came to fruition.
They tried the New York Grand Prix.
Right? They wanted to do one in New York. Yep.
Yes, they did. In fact, you know whose idea that was? That was the brainchild of originally the Formula One people. The Formula One said, hey, the only city we love in America is New York. Why can't we have a race in New York? And they wanted to figure out a way. Is there a way we could run through Manhattan?
Absolutely.
Rob, they spent, I remember this. I don't know if it was Bill Stoner who told me this from MIS.
Trying to figure it out.
They came within a hair of figuring out how to do the road course around Central Park.
Mark, if you could do a marathon and that stop that city, Mark, through five boroughs, do you know what that entails?
I think, Rob, had IndyCar or CART at the time been involved in not Formula One, I think they would have gotten it done. There was so much infighting and bickering amongst the Formula One guys. And anybody that went to the original Detroit Grand Prix will remember the infighting when Alain Prost and a lot of passed away. Niki Lauda and Jackie Stewart. Jackie Stewart was a big deal back then, even in Formula One, even if it wasn't driving.
I remember Jackie Stewart.
Jackie Stewart. Hey, Jackie Stewart.
He had the AFX cars. Mm-hmm. It was Jackie Stewart.
Very good.
I do remember that.
Those guys and then the Nigel Mansells of the world, they kind of rode themselves out of town when it was the old Jefferson Avenue course before it moved to Belle Isle. But those were the guys that were dying to do it in a New York Grand Prix. And I think that would have probably, I don't know if it would have kept IndyCar on the map a little longer, but for some reason, when they moved out of Bloomfield Hills, they moved on to Indianapolis, and Tony George took over, and the whole IndyCar series, and CART went away. I think it was the absolute, outside of the one event, the Indy 500, I think it was the death knell to Indy and CART racing.
All right, 248.
As opposed to NASCAR, which is just off the charts, huge now.
All right, 248, Mark, 848, 1130. I really want to hear from people. I think Dan Gilbert is so out off base. You have a team called the Los Angeles Angels that play in Anaheim. You have the New York Giants and Jets who play in New Jersey. Granted, Mark, it's 7 miles away from the city border, but they play in New Jersey, correct? Can we go on? I mean, there's plenty of teams that don't play directly in the city limits, right?
Well, he was commenting about the fact that Sacramento approved their downtown arena. And by the way, it's a pretty sweet deal what Sacramento got. I'd actually written this down a few days ago. I didn't want to talk about it necessarily, but I just bring it up now that I had it written down. It's a $477 million downtown facility. A 7-2 city council vote got it done. Kevin Johnson is still the mayor. KJ, the former Phoenix Sun, the former guard in the NBA. His comment was, long live the Kings, because the deal was done. They're going to break ground this summer, and it'll open 2016.
Hey, they were close to out of town.
Dude,
I mean, they were close.
They had 1 foot out of town and the other on the old banana peel.
They were.
That was it. Sacramento, and it was either going to be going up to Seattle.
Right. At one point, they were trying to get it to Las Vegas. The NBA wasn't having that.
Well, but Carolyn Goodman is bound and determined to get the NBA into Las Vegas as long as she's the mayor of that city, and that is her one goal in life.
What happened to the New York mayor? He's gone?
Who?
The New York guy who was the mayor.
Oscar Goodman?
Yeah. Oh, did you say Goodman?
That's Carolyn Goodman. His wife is now the mayor.
What did he do? Was he out?
It was term limits.
Oh, okay.
2011, we were there. She ran against Chris Giunchiliani. It was two women running for mayor.
Unbelievable.
Giunchiliani and Goodman, and Goodman won. So his wife is now the mayor of Las Vegas. And she's pretty, she's hotsy-totsy.
Right.
She's been with him a long time. They're a really cute couple. She is bound and determined. They're building two brand new 20,000-seat arenas in that town. Two of them. And yesterday, I know it's Vegas-y, but let me just, yesterday was announced $7 billion Resorts World Las Vegas on the north end of the strip where the Echelon was going to be built. They finally sold it to these people. They, if you haven't seen it, there is in Malaysia. They have Resorts World Malaysia. Look at this place. You will not believe your eyeballs. This is coming to Las Vegas in the next 4 years. It was just approved yesterday. Now, I'm bringing this up because they, too, want an arena. That will mean 2.5 arenas are being built in Las Vegas to go with the Thomas and Mack Center. I still believe, Rob, that the NBA will eventually go to Vegas at some point. I know you're not sure
about
that.
I'm not sure about that. I'm still not sure.
But that's her goal in life. That's her trumpet. She every day she gets out, she goes, NBA! She screams to the heavens.
Well,
she wants
you know, you want, they want, are you kidding? Those casino owners are saying, we want those NBA players coming through town. Are you kidding?
Well, but Rob, her basis is here. She says, well, Detroit's got an NBA team, and they can sportsbook at Caesars Windsor.
Right.
Literally closer in many ways than some of the hotels, and people can get to the Vegas Strip. They're closer to Windsor, can sportsbook there.
The only way they'll do it is they'll have to, but they say that's another country, is get rid of the sportsbook, which they will never do.
No, it's another country.
Right. No, I'm talking about
Vegas?
Vegas.
Not happening.
No, I just said that. It'll never happen.
But people have to grow up a little bit.
They don't want a team that bad.
They have never shown an issue when Vegas has done the summer league there, and the summer league is coming back, of course, in July. The Pistons will be in Orlando, not in Vegas this year. When they've done the All-Star game in Las Vegas, there was no...
I covered that All-Star game in Vegas. At the what you call Mac? What is it?
Thomas and Mack Center,
right.
On the UNLV campus. Beautiful arena, isn't it? It's a 20,000-seat arena. But they're building two brand new ones. And another one's coming at the new Resorts World.
Help me with Dan Gilbert. It all goes back
into the Dan Gilbert thing, which is that Dan Gilbert had made the comment that, quote, Detroit doesn't have an NBA team because they're somewhere 30 miles north of here, right? They're in Auburn Hills, right? That was when he was on Mojo this morning.
And don't forget,
Mojo had him on.
The Cavaliers were one of the first teams, Mark, to move from the city to the suburbs. Remember, they moved to Richfield, Ohio, which was in the middle.
The Richfield Coliseum.
Right, they were in the middle of...
Who built that, Ted Stepien?
Yeah, I think Stepien, who was the owner at that time. But he wanted to get players from... both cities, right? I mean, people that come from both cities. And they wanted Cleveland people, and they wanted, what's where LeBron's from? Akron people. So they built this arena in the middle of nowhere, literally, in the middle of nowhere. And then they wound up moving back to the city. They were one of the first teams, Mark, to ever move to the suburbs and come back. And most people, I'll give you this, most people believe in the downtown arena. They think that it adds to the city. People rather go out. And I think that's the excuse that people have when the Pistons aren't bad. When a team is winning, and those 8 or 9 years when the Palace was rocking, people will make the extra drive if you're a great team.
Of course.
But when you're not, not going.
So here's the rest of Dan Gilbert's comments with Mojo. Now that Sacramento is building an arena downtown, they're the only one not in an urban core. The only one. It's not good business. It's nothing against Auburn Hills, Oakland County, or Elbrooks Patterson. An arena in the middle of a field is not an ideal thing. And, of course, they consider when you look at Lapeer Road and where it is, and when you come up on it on 75, many people have said, oh, my gosh, I mean, where is this thing? It just sits in the middle of nothing. There's a couple of bars around. There's a gas station. Then you have to go further into down Lapeer Road to get into any kind of commerce. And any place else you want to go, Hoops is around the corner. Nothing's new. Why am I explaining to you where the Palace is? And why is Dan Gilbert going there in 2014, to be honest? We're explaining the Palace. It's been around since the 80s.
I don't know. Does he want to do a swap with Gores? Like teams? I think if he had a chance to do a swap, he would do a swap, and he wants the team in downtown Detroit.
I think we'll get it. Look, I know I went to college with the dude.
But I don't understand.
He's a Detroit guy, Dan Gilbert.
But I don't understand this whole thing, Mark. I really don't, because of the other places we've talked about.
You know, people, you understand that Dan Gilbert is not a Cleveland guy? He has nothing to do with Ohio. Except
it just happened that he was able to buy a team.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. There's no. He went to college here. He went to high school here, and he's a Spartan. I mean, that's what Dan Gilbert is. He's a billionaire.
And he used to intern for Fred McLeod at Channel 2.
Oh, yeah, he was heavy in the media. He wanted to work with us at Campus Radio. Danny and his buddy Lindsey Gross came over. I've known him forever. Known him 30, I hate to tell you how many years. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh, Rob, guess what? I didn't even do that one.
It's when we want to weather. Why are we doing tomorrow?
I guess
now. Because
we damn well wanted to. Well, we got a great forecast. What can I tell you? Sunshiny skies, 74 tomorrow, 79 Sunday, maybe a touch hit-and-miss rain on Monday, 83 degrees, 77 on Tuesday. So the weekend for the holiday, Memorial Day Monday, is pool time, big time, all the time. It's just sunshines. All the way across. I'm just tickled pink by it all. And currently in Metro Detroit, it's partly sunny and 68 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why are we doing now?
Because it's just so nice to even think about February and think about where you are now and how much nicer it is. Isn't that sweet? Tigers now lead 4-2. We've got a sports wrap coming up in a little bit. Ian Kinsler with an RBI double to stretch the lead to a 2 over Scott Baker in Texas. 248-848-1130. Dan Gilbert basically has said, take the name Detroit off the uniform. You don't play in Detroit. Oh, my gosh, I've never heard that before, Danny.
But see, Dan Gilbert, it's not that he could have said it would be great for the city to have the team downtown when he says Detroit doesn't have a basketball team. I think that's the part where people take exception.
It's just old news, dude. I don't know what you want to do about it. You want to start building an arena? Fine, it's not going to happen. What's up, Casey?
Hey, happy
holidays.
What's up, buddy?
We're gonna celebrate Victoria Day. We better celebrate Victoria at Memorial Day.
Victoria Principal Day.
What? You gotta work on Monday or what?
No. Oh no, we haven't even said what we're doing. Casey, thanks for setting us up. Monday, okay. If you missed the first ever return Parker and the Man program back on DFN on March 24th, we're gonna call it Parker and the Man Rewind /Parker and the Man. What do you call it when you
rewind.
Do it? Not rewind, but the other word. Encore. Parker and the Man encore of the first show.
I got to hear myself on the radio again.
Yes, you'll be able to listen to yourself without actually calling. That'll be a thrill for you.
Yeah, it'll save me minutes. Large hot and ready, dear. Anyhow.
Oh, you ordering pizza? Order us a pizza.
Hot and ready?
Ready, man.
$5, baby.
Is that what you feed your kids on a Friday night?
Casey, spend the extra $3 and get the deep dish.
What? I should go for the deep dish. I should treat myself. But, I got to give as much money to him so he can get Danny Worth in that bullpen.
Yeah, right?
By the way, maybe we can have him as the key knuckleballer reliever, and Philco can be his personal catcher.
Yeah, that's. You know what? Let's just screw up the whole thing. And that might work better. You're right.
You might as well, I remember Don Kelly pitched last year, and, we wouldn't put him in just for, S&Gs, I guess.
The Tigers' new rotation is Shane Halter, Don Kelly, and Danny Wirth.
You only need three of them to play in a position.
Yeah, right. Well, what the heck?
Yeah. And Rob, by the way, good to hear you're not doing the Eli Zaire impression anymore.
He is doing it, though. He still sounds bad.
I don't sound as bad as yesterday, do
I? He sounds like Eli.
Eli, yeah. But and Mark, unfortunately, you look like Denny.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's it.
Oh, God.
There you go. We have our own version of the Eli and Denny show right now. You're absolutely right.
You know what, Mark? That I would take that as an insult.
Hey, no, let me tell you something. Denny McClain has lost 170 pounds. Give it up to Denny for losing 170. He's lost 170 pounds, Denny has. It might be more by now. It might be 180 or so.
Wow.
Did you know that, Casey?
No, I didn't know that. Yes. I knew he was losing weight.
No, Denny has worked very hard to lose the weight. He's lost. He's closing on two bills that he's lost.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm just in time for Rob. You reopen the restaurant, huh?
Yes.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that it's up and running because I knew forever, whatever you do, if it's radio, TV, you're always going to be pushing the wieners.
That's good to be with a wiener.
It's good to be with a wiener.
Hey, you know why you have the downtime? It's, maybe want to update the menu. I had a couple ideas for you. Maybe because I know you have the sports celebrities. How about the Michael Sam hot dog comes with a free piece of cake?
Oh, God, please.
Okay,
please. You know you got to have something spicy. So how about the RG3 cornball dog?
All right, on that note.
Oh, you want to lose? All right, sorry, Casey.
Come on, Casey. Why we got to go back there? Just can't let it go. Casey used to be the same one. Used to always want us to ask Nancy Lieberman the same question over and over.
You're bringing that up. But I did get a bunch of people, and not Casey, who when we were talking about the Redskins changing their name, says they shouldn't change them to the Washington Cornballs.
Is that what they said? Oh, God.
Yes.
Mark, did I make that word up? I just can't get over it. How people.
Well, it's funny.
People can't let it go.
I know, but the
why?
Word,
the word used to be
associated with more like a corny guy. And like,
that's what a
cornball is. He's a real cornball.
He's a cornball.
He's a cornball. That's a cornball move. That's really cornball. That's, now we kind of associate it with that guy, with him. Rob, I called you at the Kentucky Derby last year. So did you see your boy RG3?
He said what he had on, right.
He looked like Bing Crosby, man. That's no all comment. I'm saying. No, I'm not going to say that. You guys are trying to get me to say words I don't want to say.
Mark, I'm going to tell you.
Tigers are up 5-2.
Been around forever, Mark. I'm not new to this.
Oh, gosh. If people would grow up, Rob, the whole world would be different.
I'm stunned at what effect that had on people and the society we live in. You go to the Urban Dictionary.
Hey, take your. You know what?
I get credit for that word. No, I'm just.
Pat yourself with a.
Go to the Urban Dictionary and see what.
On cornball?
Yes.
Like, remember Jubilation T Cornpone from like the old whatever.
Cornhole.
No, Cornpone. From like the old comic strip. Well, I forget what comic strip was, but that's what we thought of as the cornball look. It would be like the hayseed with the corncob pipe and the whole
corncob.
You know, a lot of corn involved there.
All right, time for a sports wrap coming up next.
Yeah, coming up in a second.
I was going to say, coming up next.
But I want to do a little more with Dan Gilbert and get this idea that in 2014, a guy who's from here, from the suburbs of Detroit, why he would hit it now, even with, and he did it on Mojo's show this morning, right in his building, right across the hallway over there. So I don't know what he gains. I know he's buying a lot of properties in the downtown area, and he's buying this and that.
And maybe just saying it because he thinks that the arena should be downtown, which, of course, would help his businesses as well.
I get that.
And the Cleveland Market's right downtown. It's great. I'm going to tell you.
But, Danny, we're building you a new hockey rink. Is that good enough?
Well, but they were already down here, so that's not his issue.
That's great.
Right?
But the Pistons ain't moving. 248-848-1130 at Sports.
Are there any potato chips around here in this building?
Why, you want potato chips?
Yeah, I got a craving.
Really? Better Maids?
The diet's over.
What if we had a nice, crisp bag
of
Better Maids?
The diet's over officially.
Detroit's 1130, WDFM The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talking. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
All right, let's do this, we'll do that, we'll do this, we'll take your calls. We're halfway through already, last show for the week. And then, of course, again, next Monday, it's a Parker and the Man encore of the rewind of our first show back on March 24th. After 6 years, we did the one reunion show
twice
last year, and that was it.
I might listen to that while I'm grilling out on Monday night. That'll be kind of interesting to just hear what it sounds like. We never get to hear ourselves.
Well, you tape yourself, you can hear it.
No, but I never, on the radio, I just think it would be something.
We don't tape anything anymore, digitally archived. We call it a podcast, which we already did before we started this thing again. So there it is. It'll be Monday to enjoy on Memorial Day. Like, be like Rob. Grill outside and listen to him talk to you.
But you won't be grilling on a new grill like that guy.
No.
From Home Depot.
You know what? As soon as you cook on it, though, it's old.
I know.
You're going to have to throw them away every time now.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
We're going to bottom six, and the Tigers have a 5-2 lead on Texas. So far, so good for Anibal Sanchez for the most part. He allowed, made one mistake, a 2-run double to Mitch Moreland, and that was that. Everything else has been all Tigers since. Austin Jackson, his third homer. Miggy at 2. A RBI double. Ian Kinsler, an RBI double. Torrey Hunter, a ground up to drive in another run. That's where it stands. 5-2 in the sixth. Sanchez and Scott Baker. Baker's having some trouble. It used to be he's a Tiger killer, but he had his moments against the Tigers when he played with the Twins. Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha. The Spartan game is over. They are moving on to tomorrow's play. They beat Illinois and eliminated them from the tournament. 11-2 the final. Cam Gibson, Kirk's son, had four hits. Michigan, Iowa just getting started as we speak at TD Ameritrade Ballpark, whatever it's called in Omaha. Beautiful place. It needs to have that Rosenblatt Stadium feel to it. Remember the old Rosenblatt, Rob, out there for the College World Series? Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Demand, presented by Sporty Cuts. No NBA tonight, nothing doing for Miami, Indiana. That game is tomorrow, game three. Sunday is Spurs and Thunder. San Antonio trying to go up 3-0 in that series. No hockey tonight either. Stanley Cup playoffs resume tomorrow. 8 o'clock for the Blackhawks and the Kings at Staples. And then the Rangers and Canadians play Sunday at MSG, with the Canadians winning in overtime last night. The Rangers lead cut to 2-1. Other baseball, American League, the Indians have now taken the lead on the Orioles, 4-3 in the fifth. 43-year-old Jason Giambi with his first homer of the season. Giambi still going strong and pushing 44 years of age and still playing. Blue Jays lead the A's 3-1 in the sixth. Red Sox raised no score fifth. Yankees have taken a 3-1 lead on the White Sox in the first inning. Brian McCann with his seventh homer of the year for the Yanks. National League, rain delay in Philadelphia. The Dodgers were up 2-0 fourth. So they'll wait it out for a bit there. Pirates over the Nationals 4-0 in the fifth. Reds lead the Cardinals 4-2 fifth. Delay at Citi Field. Rain in New York. Diamondbacks lead the Mets 2-0. That's in the fourth inning, and they're delayed, and they'll wait that one out. Brewers over the Marlins 7-2 in the sixth. Mark Reynolds now has two homers on the night. He's got 11 for the season. Rockies and Braves 1-1 third. Third round of the Senior PGA Championship in Benton Harbor at the Harbor Shores Club is tomorrow. So if you're leaving, leave now, because it's a long way over there to the west side of the state. But you'd be well worth it, because you got about 15 guys within two shots of the lead, including the threesome that played the last 2 days together, Bernhard Langer, Colin Montgomery, and Tom Watson. That's a lot of success on various tours over the years from those three guys. They have a one-shot lead on five others. PGA Colonial, second round, Bryce Garnett will take the lead into the weekend at 7-under par, one shot up on Chris Stroud and Rob Streb. They're at -6. Dustin Johnson's amongst the group at -5. Jordan Spieth is at -4. He seems to be in every tournament that happens. Next week, of course, is Jack Nicklaus's very own Memorial Tournament. That's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. And good news, Rob Parker got his chips, which is good. He's having some chips. That's nice. You can eat your chips.
It just means the diet is officially over.
It's not so much the diet as
it is. Yes, it is. I haven't had chips.
But chips are like weekend holiday barbecue grill food. So you thought to yourself, ooh. And then the Better Made commercials come on. And who doesn't? Let me tell you, I'm not afraid to say this. There are three bags of Better Made in the cupboard right now at home. Three bags. EP, how many bags do I have at home? Three. There's two of the regular and one barbecue.
You better be careful when you ask a guy how many bags are at home.
Even EP goes, what?
I mean, like some guys call their wives or girls a bag.
Like an old bag?
An old bag, right?
You gotta go home and see the old bag.
Gary got it. Gary's married.
Because Gary goes home and sees the old bag. No, Gary, we don't even know your wife.
Gary, help Gary. Come on real quick. This is getting to know our engineer, Gary.
That's what this is. Not, if we're talking about Dad Gilbert, we got nothing better to do anyhow.
No, I really, Gary?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
September 29th, 2012.
Remember,
it's
a very
so a
recent.
Year and a half.
So you're a honeymooner,
honeymooner
right?
Honeymooner, yeah.
No, it's over a year.
Well, you're still having sex then. You're not done, like, it's not over.
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, that's what I make sure. That's
does
all.
Does she listen to the program that you do?
No.
Okay.
Never?
She's smart.
No, she does. She pops it on if she's out. But she works the same time I do. She gets off late at night, so she's usually at work.
That's perfect, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And kids yet? Any
I
kids?
I thought dancers didn't start till around 10.
Oh, stop. No wonder she comes on with all those singles.
Oh, come on. Does she have a lot of singles when she gets home here?
It's all direct deposit. Come on.
Okay, there you go. Any sad. Kids yet, Gary?
No.
Okay. Year and a half. You could at least have one, maybe. Or maybe you had two before you got married.
No, none.
Okay. That's cool. And how did you meet her? Where, did you meet her a long time ago or recently? Or
no, we've been together 6 years.
Okay.
And we met at a party.
Really? Wow. Did you talk to her? Did she say something to you?
A little bit of both.
Wow. Okay. That's very nice.
I guess.
No, Gary admitted, did you outkick your coverage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And is she black or Hispanic?
She's Asian, actually.
See?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Not that that's bad. I'm just saying.
Right. I'm not saying a word when you bring that
what?
Up.
What? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's all. That's very nice. All right, so now we know Gary's married for a year and a half. And what's your beautiful bride's name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. And the Tigers just hit another home run. Romine.
Andrew Romine hit a homer.
Unbelievable.
So much for the Scott Baker factor of the Minnesota Twins era.
Well, Gary, thanks for being up close and personal with us. We know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
Thank you. Very good.
Boy, Romine ran around those bases like he'd never hit a homer before. In fact, has he ever hit a homer before?
It was just right inside the fair pole. Of course it's a fair pole, Mark. It's a fair ball.
Look at him do the little chest bump with Miggy. They're all going crazy for Romine down there. A little Romine lettuce. They're going to have some Romine lettuce later in their salad. There he is. First homer of career. Told you. Did you ever hit a homer? It's his first major league home run for Andrew Romine. I want to see it now. Boy, Scott Baker should be embarrassed. That's not the same Scott Baker used to pitch for the Twins, man, because he used to own Comerica Park, at least with Minnesota. Dan Gilbert, my former Spartan classmate, has said it on Mojo's show. He said, hey, you know what? Remember that Motor City uniform the Pistons have? Maybe that should be their permanent uniform because they're not Detroit. They have no business putting Detroit on their uniform. They're 30 to 40 miles away in Auburn Hills. I love the part earlier I told Rob. Wasn't it great how I told you where the palace was? In case you just didn't know after, you know, a quarter century. And until you get a downtown arena, you're nothing. You're a bag of bones. That's all you are, Van Gundy and the rest of you.
Where does the Dallas Cowboys play, Mark?
They play like
they made up. A, no,
they made up a North Texas thing.
They made up a name. It's Arlington, and they call it North Texas.
North Texas, Texas. Must be North Texas, Texas, because that's where everything that they say now, all the events where they had the Final Four there, it was North Texas, not Arlington. And even the old ballpark at Arlington is Arlington. It's not Dallas. They're not really in Dallas. It's in Arlington.
They're not in Dallas.
The new ballpark in Arlington and the old ballpark in Arlington were always in Arlington, which is a suburb of Dallas.
Right. Nobody there goes, oh, my God, that's not the Cowboys. They should be the Arlington Cowboys. I mean, come on. You're being, like, a little ridiculous.
Dan Gilbert said it was the only one left, though, with Sacramento's move. But the Mavericks, do they play in downtown Dallas? Is that
yes.
in downtown
yes,
Dallas?
Yes, that is.
Was Reunion? Yeah, Reunion Arena was down there.
Those were all of them. They were right in Dallas, right? They are in Dallas.
I've been there. I'm trying to remember where I actually went to. Remember, you know, is it called the North End, where all the bars are in Dallas? A lot of fun. That's a really cool area. But that was, we went to eat up at one of those revolving things up there at the restaurant right by Reunion Arena. I guess that was Dallas proper. I guess I was just doing off the fly. Is there any other, did he get one wrong? Miami Arena's downtown Miami. Oklahoma City's right in Oklahoma City. Yeah, the old arena's down right. I still call it the old arena, no matter what it is. They were talking about something out towards Lake Buena Vista at one point, towards the Wide World of Sports, and they didn't do it, but they were talking about putting the arena over there by where the little field is that then, and where the baseball park is for spring training for the Braves. No, I guess not. I guess maybe the Pistons are the last vestige of suburban living.
Yeah, but all the other leagues is no big deal. I mean, Mark, I'm thinking Washington, the Skins, or where? They're in Landover, Maryland, aren't they? Isn't that where their stadium is?
I think that's where it's officially now. You know, Landover seems to have moved a lot closer to D.C. as the years have gone by.
But is it Landover? Is it where? I think it is Landover.
I do know that the Florida Panthers play at that thing at Sunrise, Florida. That's not – they don't play in Miami. They play on the Broward borderline. That's where the Miami Dolphins are, too. That's where that stadium is. It's on the Broward border, county border. It's not even in the city of Miami. It's what's the actual city? It's like Miramar or some weird. So there are other sports that have other venues. You know, they've talked about this for years. The Chicago Bears, even the Cubs, were offered to move out to the Rosemont, which is the suburbs near Arlington Heights and down River Road over there in the Chicagoland area. I don't think they would have been killed by it, but, you know, people, I give them credit. No, a lot of people love their downtown area so much they don't want these teams to move out of them.
I think if Chicago moved, I think people would have been upset if they moved out of the city. I
think there would have been more hell to pay if the Cubs ever leave the city than if the Bears did. But you're right. Either one was not going anywhere.
I don't even get Atlanta moving like 8 miles right outside the city.
What do you mean? You're the one that said they're the worst fans in the world.
They do. And boy, did they kill me on that
one.
If you ever get a chance to read that column.
Of all your stuff, Hank Aaron a coward, RG3, bring them all. You calling Atlanta the worst sports city or whatever it was in America.
Do you remember that, Mark? I told you I had 7,000 comments.
How many? You got like threatened, didn't you?
Hell yeah. Oh,
like some bad ones.
You better not come to Atlanta.
There was a fatwa, I think, or something on you.
It was a miracle, amazing about the, and a buddy of mine was in a barbershop in Atlanta getting his haircut, came up, he says I'm sitting and he's texting me, I'm sitting here and they're talking about you at the barbershop.
Right.
I'm like, are you serious? It was about that column. Did you read that Rob Parker column on ESPNNewYork.com? I'm like, really about that? Atlanta is a bad sports town. Everybody knows it.
Dave, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Dave.
How y'all fellas doing?
Doing great. What's up, bud?
I'm glad you're back on the air, man. I didn't know.
Yeah, how'd you find out, Dave?
Just rumbling through the radio. I was like, man, that sounds familiar.
I give you credit, Dave, that you actually still do that. You actually just hit the scanner thing and see what's cooking.
I was just going to say, the 49ers in stadium, this is like San Mateo.
No, it's in actually Santa Clara.
Yeah, which is.
And they're getting the Super Bowl in Santa Clara.
Yeah, great stadium. It's going to be Wi-Fi throughout the whole stadium. You want first football stadium to have.
Dave, the only difference with San Francisco is, unless you, there really isn't a whole lot of places to build. There's really nowhere to go other than the Gut Candlestick, and Candlestick Point is a very small facility. So they wanted a bigger facility. If you've ever been to that area, it's really hard to build there. There's nowhere to build.
Nice area.
Nice area. Yes, it's a nice area. So I get you on San Francisco, and Santa Clara was a perfect spot for that. It's not that far.
Dave, a lot of NFL teams aren't in the city. They just aren't, and people accept it. I think Dan Gilbert's way off base. It just doesn't matter to me. If the Pistons moved downtown, would I say it's great? It would be great. I'd say it would be great. I love going downtown to go to games. I just do. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the Pistons would move downtown. Just getting out of there, it's just a nightmare. Even if it's a 7 o'clock game, I don't get out of there until like 11 o'clock. So it kind of forced you to just stay in the stadium and kind of just hang out there for a while.
Right, you might as well go to the club.
No point in trying to get out of there if you're not.
You're talking about downtown here?
No. He's talking about when he goes to the palace.
Oh, yeah.
With
right.
The traffic, the bad traffic leaving the palace.
No, one access really rode in and out. They tried to alleviate that with the new thing with the north end, the south end, but it never alleviates anything. It's still what it is. You got Lapeer Road, you get to 75, and that's the end of it. And go to Opdyke. Opdyke's the only other way out. What?
I've tried the shuttle thing, too.
I don't like those. I don't like shuttles.
Go to a bar and then take a shuttle over.
But Dave, if you can take a shuttle, then you got to stand next to people and they all smell bad.
Oh, stop, Mark, stop. So Dave, even with my like hoarse voice, did you know it was me or you just knew it was Mark?
No, I mean I'm always listening to, like radio as far as like radio music stations, so I usually listen to sports radio. So.
Hey, Dave, we got a newsflash for you. We got a newsflash, dude.
I didn't know you guys were back on, but I'm glad you guys are back on. Are you going to do the
Dave.
Whole Sup Rom thing?
Dave. Dave, you can watch us now, too, at parkerandtheman.com.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, online. And you're talking about doing the trivia questions, you mean? Are we doing that again?
Dave, tell me why we can't do that anymore. Tell me why.
So I was asking if you did. I didn't know.
No, we can't. We can't. And there's a reason, though. Tell me why. Like we did in the old days, we can't do that one. Why can't we do that one?
I don't know.
Because you can look it up on your phone.
Dave, yes, you do. You can look it up on your phone.
In
it takes
two seconds.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. Before, people weren't looking it up, and they couldn't do it. So,
I think
when people ask you guys questions,
But I could look it up on my phone then.
Right, right.
I mean, you take my word. You mean Sportsecution?
Oh, you're talking about the Sportsecution one.
We've debated it, but...
Oh, no, you know what? That's not a bad idea, Dave, actually. We were thinking about the other game, Mark Wilson's Trivial.
But in theory, you could say that we looked it up because it's so easy for us to look it up, too. So we just thought we'd drop all the trivia stuff because it just doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, but Sportsecution was fun, Dave, in the old days, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it'd be like a good question, you know, like, you know.
Dave, we once sent
like
a guy, we
like
once
that,
sent a couple so. To Hawaii.
Yep, a
we
couple
won. We had the Sportsecution finals. They went to Hawaii.
Yep, all expenses paid. That was what a great trip. It was good.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Me and Mark had a ball. I mean, the couple had a ball.
We had a great time at Maui. Rob and I, and I think Rob played it like he did in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. What,
oh, stop.
What'd you say?
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this. You think this is wrong, and Mark always brings this up.
We gotta get moving here, too. Come
okay,
on.
Dave, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we went, the station sent this down to the Super Bowl down in New Orleans. And they decided to send us at the last second, so it was three of us. It was me, it was Mark, and our old producer, Flage.
Okay.
And we only had two rooms, though. So we had figure out what we're going to do. You know what I mean? There's three guys, and there's two rooms. So we were trying to figure out, well, how do we play this? Because obviously, you know, the producer's going to have to be in a room with one of the guys. That's how it goes, right? But the producer's not going to get his own room. So I tried to alleviate the situation real simple, and I just said, black guys in one room, white guys in the other.
Exactly. Hey, I feel you, Rob. I feel you, absolutely. I would have played it the same way.
Now, see, Mark, it would work now with EP if we go to the Super Bowl.
Right, I'm all in.
Right? Me and EP would have... Me and EP.
How the hell did Minneapolis get another Super Bowl?
Isn't that the worst, Dave? Dave, I don't know about you, but that Super Bowl 22 years ago in Minneapolis was the god-awful worst. Because, first of all, the Metrodome blew, but even
wasn't
just...
Wasn't like the Bills and like the Cowboys or something like that?
No, it was Washington and Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
And it was at the Metrodome, and now Minneapolis is connected a little better with those walkways and stuff, but back then it wasn't quite. It was so cold. It's the coldest I've ever been in my life was going to that. We covered it. I don't know why even... Back then we went everywhere. We covered everything.
Yeah, why don't they just have an Anchorage one year? You know, I mean, it's the same thing.
What'd you say? Or have it at Anchorage?
Yeah.
Because they don't have a facility, I guess.
I know. Hey, Dave, I'm glad you found us. Hey, spread the word. Let your friends know as well, all right?
All right. You guys have a good one, man.
And, Dave, don't forget to watch us at ParkerTheMan.com.
That's right. And, Dave, on Monday, if you got the radio on while you're grilling, we'll be replaying. We're off that night, but we'll replay the very first show back from March 24th when we started.
No problem. Definitely be tuning you guys in.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
There's Dave. How about that? He found us just by flipping through the dial. Sometimes
Kuta it works. Kite, I found you.
Just by going through the dial. 248-848-1130. One more hour for the week coming up on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Okay, the travel has begun. The weekend is officially upon us. You got Memorial Day weekend 2014. More travel tomorrow. And then you got to come back, too. I mean, you just got to get your car, your van, your truck, whatever you got out there, prepared and ready. And they can still make that happen for you at Expert Car Care. I'm telling you, Rob, no matter what happens to your vehicle this holiday weekend, Expert Car Care will take good care of you.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound. Best of all, sometimes the same day.
That's Mike and his good peeps, Expert Car Care. It's X-P-E-R-T. Whatever you need. If it's just a windshield wiper or something as major as an engine or transmission, they can make it happen, get it done, and get it done right. And if you mention you know who, you'll get something cool.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's about, we're talking $100 or more in savings right then and there just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mound and Van Dyke. Pick one. Pick both. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap is next.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyc Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.